We present Albert and Me, a series of misadventures in the life of one single-parent family, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs, Diana King, Marcia Warren and Gordon Kay, with special guests Bernard Gallagher, Linda Barron and Wendy Murray.
Interesting in the local paper, Brian?
Not really, Mum, nothing, no.
Never is these days, Mrs. Archer. Not like it used to be.
No.
All politics and advertisements. Not your real everyday news like it used to be.
That's very true, Mrs. Willis.
Oh, come on. Local papers haven't changed that much.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, Brian Archer. I mean, in them days, you used to read about people you'd heard of, didn't you, Mrs. Archer?
Yeah, that's right, Brian.
Yes.
And there was Dr. Hutchinson's magical liver pills.
Oh, I remember them. Oh, they was a comfort.
That's not news.
It was, if you started a liver.
Listen.
What?
There's a job here that sounds right up my street. Temporary part-time filing clerk wanted urgently.
Ooh, does it say where?
Yeah, at Kimball's.
Kimball's? Mm-hmm. That's where Edward works. Did you hear that, Mrs. Willis?
I did, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, where Edward works. That's my son-in-law, you know.
Of course I know. I met him with Vera.
Well, 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 what a small world.
I remember. He's got big feet.
They're not really big, it's the size shoes he takes.
Anyway, look, this job sounds just right. I mean, temporary, part-time.
My late husband had his feet, you know.
Really?
Yes, he had them nearly all his life.
Really? It's very useful, you know. They stop your legs from fraying at the ends.
You know what I mean.
Mum, I could try for this job. I mean, if you'd look after Albert for an hour or so.
Yes, yes, of course I will.
I mean, I ought to go after it, you know, straight away. Get him before anyone else does.
That's right, Brian. You go off. Albert will be all right with me.
Well, how'd you get on?
Great. I got the job.
Oh, that's terrific.
I mean, I know it's only temporary, but...
Oh, you'll be all right in Mr. Gibbs' department. I'll take you along there if you like.
Oh, thank you. Hey, listen. How many Mr. Gibbs are there working here?
Just the one. What is it?
Ah, it's all right. It's nothing.
You like working with Mr. Gibbs? He's nice.
Oh, yeah?
Really, yeah. Of course, he's a bit of a wet, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a bit too soft. He lets everybody walk all over him.
Oh, you make him sound like a zebra crossing.
What's going on out here?
Oh, Mr. Gibbs.
Morning, Edward.
Brian? It's all right, Sandra. You can go back to your office.
But it's Mr. Archer.
Off you go, Sandra. You can leave this gentleman with me.
Oh, very well.
Now, what are you
well,
doing?
Well, Gibbs, so this is your business empire, hey?
What is it? What are you doing here?
I come for the fitting, dear.
Will you be serious, Brian?
No, I've just got a job.
And you've come here just to tell me that?
I thought you'd be interested.
Well, that's absolutely no reason why you should come to disturb me at work.
Oh, yes, it is.
Why, then?
I've got a job here.
What?
Yeah, I start tomorrow. I am your new temporary filing clerk.
You're working here for me?
That's right.
So it's just you and me and the Wall Street Gazette, JR.
Edward, bye, darling.
Oh, Lord. What will Vera say?
Brian is what?
He's starting work at our place tomorrow.
At Kimball's?
Yes, and in my office.
Oh, Edward, how could you?
It wasn't my fault. There was nothing I could do.
Of course there was. You could have told someone what he's like.
Well, I didn't even know he was coming for the job. I heard this giggling outside my office.
Typical. Does the firm know that he's your brother-in-law?
I don't know.
I'm going to phone him.
Yes, dear.
Whatever happens, he mustn't be allowed to damage your prospects. Not now you've had your promotion.
No, dear.
I've just got you settled in nicely.
Yes, dear.
And now this. He does it deliberately, you know.
Hello?
Brian.
Oh, hello, big sister. Heard the good news?
You're not starting at Kimball's?
Yeah, of course I am.
Now you listen to me, Brian Archer. Edward has a very good job at Kimball's.
I know.
A very responsible position. They think very highly of him.
I know.
You never meet anyone who hasn't got a good word for him.
I've got a good word for him as well.
You know what I mean. I will not have you spoiling everything for him.
Why do you always think I'm going to spoil things?
Because you always do.
Look, Vera, I've got a job, and all I'm going to be doing is working. You ought to be pleased. You're always saying I'm a layabout.
That's beside the point. Now, listen to me. I do not want you letting anyone at Kimball's know that you're related to Edward.
I'm not ashamed of him.
You do it deliberately, don't you? Just to upset me.
Listen, you ought to be grateful I'm working with him. I can keep an eye on him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all those girls in his office.
Oh, yeah. Which girls?
No, I'm sorry. Just forget what I said.
Which girls?
No, please, don't worry. I'll have a quiet word with the redhead and
redhead?
The blonde.
Redhead?
No, please. Had you going there for a minute, didn't I?
Oh, Brian. Well, I've said all I'm going to say to you.
Is that a promise?
Just bear it in mind tomorrow.
I will, Vera.
See you do, or I will never speak to you again.
Vera, before you go, Albert wants a word.
Do you have to?
Yeah, come on, Albert. Say hello to Auntie Vera.
Hello,
Basil. No, Albert, come on. You can do better than that.
Hello, I say about for Boris to be a...
Good boy.
Brian?
Yes?
Goodbye.
What did he say, my love?
He was very rude. He always is.
Oh.
However, I think he'll keep his mouth shut.
Ah, well, that's all right, then.
Yes. Edward?
Yes, dear?
What's the name of the redhead in your office?
Redhead, sweet?
Yes, the redhead.
Well, there's Mr. Wrigley. He's got gingery hair.
You know what I mean, Edward. A woman.
A woman, dear?
With red hair.
Well, there isn't one, sweetheart.
No. Are you hiding something from me?
Hiding? Me? What's Brian been telling you?
Oh, so there is something he can tell me.
No, honestly.
Edward, are you sure there's no one in your office who has got a red head?
No, dear. Only the fire extinguisher. Oh.
Oh, hello.
You're new here, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. It's Brian Archer, temporary part-time filing clerk and
full-time, you know what.
Oh, I'm Doreen.
Oh, yeah?
How do you like it, love?
Oh, same as anywhere else.
How about you then, Blue Eyes?
Oh, you fool. I meant the filing.
Well, I just opened a drawer and there it is. It's simple, isn't it? It's like A to Z.
I work in accounts.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
I do the wages.
Oh, really? Well, remember, my name's Brian Archer, and I'm being heavily underpaid.
Oh, that's what they all say.
Ah, there you are, Doreen.
Oh, Mr. Charlesworth.
I've been looking for you everywhere.
Well, yes, I just slipped out of the office for a
minute. I can see what you were doing. Kindly return to your work.
Yes, Mr. Charlesworth.
And who are you? I haven't seen you before.
Oh, hello. I'm new. I'm filling in for the filing clerk.
Frankly, I cannot see why Gibbs needs a temporary filing clerk. Empire building, I suppose.
No, I don't think so.
If you ask me, it shows the inefficiency with which he runs his department.
Oh, and what do you do here, apart from picking holes in other people?
I'm not sure I like your attitude.
No?
No. I would be very careful how you would talk to me if I were you. I am the chief accountant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one in charge of the money?
Yes.
Oh, in that case, pleased to meet you. When do I get paid?
That depends on whether you last out the week. And with your particular attitude, that could be in some doubt.
Oh?
For one thing, I do not expect you to chatter to my staff during company time. And for another, you will show more respect to people in authority over you. Do I make myself clear?
Very.
See, you remember that.
Oh. Nice to work in a happy family atmosphere. I tell you, Albert. Oh, it's good to be working. But his job is half boring. Sticking thousands of bits of paper in alphabetical order. Putting files in alphabetical order. And then I come home. And about the only thing I've got in the larder, alphabet soup. Yeah.
Romeries,
yes. Still, it's a job, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people would give their right arms for it.
That's enough to open an arms factory.
Are you, Paul?
An arms factory, Albert. It's a jokey-wokey.
You kindly have a bit of respect for people in authority over you. Eat your egg.
What?
Oh, you've eaten it. Cool.
Chuck. Gum. Yeah. Gum.
You can eat eggs faster than a hen can lay them. Go on. You have some toast.
Toast.
Oh, dear. Visitors. Yeah, I'll back in a minute, Albert. Hey, don't you eat my egg.
Coming!
Oh, hello, Edward.
Oh, thank God you're in.
Well, it's Albert's tea time.
Can I come in?
Yeah, sure. Look who it is, Albert. It's your Uncle Edward.
Oh, it's our...
Edward. Oi! Oh, no, that's my egg. He's eating my egg.
Ryan, this is serious.
Of course it's serious. I've only got two eggs and he's had both of them.
No, what I've come to see you about is serious.
Eh? What? Hey, it's not Vera again, is it?
No, it's... I've come about a file.
What sort of file?
The Murchison file. It's missing. At least I can't find it.
Hang on. Look, it's 6 o'clock. I finished work hours ago.
But it's very important, Brian. Now, what have you done with it?
Nothing. As far as I know. Look, won't this keep till tomorrow?
No, it won't.
I don't even know which file it is, so what's important about it?
I've got a meeting with the sales director about the Murchison contract tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. I wanted to work on that file tonight, but when I went to get it, there it was. Gone. So where is it?
I don't know.
My office is responsible for that file. I might even have to resign.
All right, Edward. Baby, yeah, calm down. You're putting Albert off his food.
How can I calm down?
Look, all right, let's take it one move at a time. Now, what's this file look like?
It's pink.
Pink? With Murchison on the cover?
That's the one. Where is it?
I haven't the faintest idea. I'm just asking for a description.
Oh, I'm finished if this isn't found. After my promotion as well.
Where is it normally kept?
In the filing cabinets where you were working today.
Well, there's only been me there today. No, hang on a minute. Just as I was nipping out for a cup of coffee, that bloke came back to keep an eye on me, you know, Charlesworth.
Charlesworth?
Careful! Oh, look! Please, Albert has enough difficulty getting food in his mouth without you making him jump.
Was Charlesworth left alone with the files?
Yeah, like I said, I went out to get a cup of coffee.
Charlesworth. I bet he's taking it.
Oh, get off.
It'll be just like him. He knew about the meeting tomorrow and he wants to blacken my name in the company.
You've been watching too much Dallas, you have.
No. Look, the next promotion is for the general manager's job and there's only two possible candidates.
Oh, you and Charlesworth.
Exactly. Well, can't you see what he's done? He's taken that Murchison file and hidden it somewhere. So when I see the sales director tomorrow, I'll have egg all over my face.
Yeah, like Albert has at the moment. Yeah, hand me that flannel.
Oh, what am I going to do?
I told you, hand me that flannel.
This could finish me at Kimball's. And what will Vera say?
Plenty.
No, she won't. She'll never speak to me again.
You see, there's always a bright side. Come on. Give me your face, Albert. Come on.
It's your fault, you know. It's leaving Charlesworth alone with them files.
Now, listen, don't start blaming me. Anyway, it's not the end of the world.
It's all right for you. You don't care. You haven't got any ambitions.
I haven't got Vera.
Right. No, I didn't mean that.
Yes. Look, Edward, if you're sure Charlesworth's got this file, then it's only going to be in one place, right? In his office.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Well, drastic situations call for drastic measures. What time does he go for lunch?
12 o'clock, why?
Because you and I are going to do a spot of investigation tomorrow.
Hey?
Yeah, we're going to nick it back off him. Don't worry. We'll get that file back in time for your meeting tomorrow now. What do you think, Albert?
Is he in his office?
How do I know? The door's shut. Anyway, you said he goes to lunch at this time.
Usually. But perhaps he brought sandwiches today and he's in there eating them.
Oh, it's a fine time to think of that.
Shh.
All right. We better know first.
Hey, what if he is in there?
Well, we'll think of something. Honestly, Edward, this is your job at stake here. Haven't you got any spirit? How you plucked up courage to propose to Vera, I'll never know.
I didn't. She proposed to me.
Yeah, that figures. Here we go. He must be out.
Maybe he's just got his mouth full.
Do you want to get this file or don't you?
Yes.
Right. There. All clear. Right, in you go.
Me?
Yeah, of course you. You know what you're looking for. I'll keep watch.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I mean, say somebody were to come along.
Knock on the door 3 times.
Well, can't I keep watch?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Brian, I'd rather not
be... Oh, look, all right. But you keep your eyes skinned.
Oh, I will.
Remember, if Charlesworth comes back, 3 sharp knocks on the door.
Right, I've got it.
Right, here we go. Nice. Nothing there. Let's see. Oi, oi. What's this, eh? Oh, who's a naughty boy then?
Cool, my word.
That is not possible. Hey, I bet there ain't a photo of his missus. There's no file, though. Let's try this one. Papers. More papers. Cool, blimey. No wonder there aren't any trees left in this country. Let's see.
Oh, come on, Brian. What's taking you so long?
Ah,
Jim. Hey. Oh, no.
Are you waiting to see me?
No. No, I was going to see you, then I realised I didn't need to.
What about?
About? Oh, the Christmas party.
Christmas party? At this time of the year?
Yes, I thought it was a good idea.
But it's only February.
Well, better not leave it to the last minute.
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, yes, fine. Look, I tell you what, I'll see you about it later. Next week, all right? Good. Thank you.
The man's going potty. What the... What are you doing at my desk?
Your desk? Is it?
Is it really?
Good heavens. Oh, dear. Oh, where am I?
What's all this about?
No, just, please, just...
Get up off my chair!
Yes.
I repeat, what are you doing in my office?
Is it? Is it really? Oh, yes, of course it is, yes.
Well?
One minute I was in the corridor and the next I woke up and, I was in here and, I thought the attacks had stopped.
What attacks?
Well, you see, when I was a kid, I was cycling under this low bridge and I sort of hit my head, you see.
Kindly stop blathering and leave my office.
You haven't got a glass of water, have you?
Try the cloakroom.
Yes. I think I'll just about make it.
Mm-hmm. In view of your unfortunate illness, I shan't say any more about this, but it had better not happen again.
No, it won't, I promise. Ooh.
Now what is it?
Ooh, it just, catches me now and again, you know. I'll be all right. Don't you worry.
Good. Then please leave.
Certainly. And thank you, Mr. Charlesworth, for being so understanding. It's people like you that make the human race what it is.
Get out!
Where the hell did you get to?
You left me right in it.
Well, he surprised me.
Well, of course he did. That's what keeping watch is about, taking care of surprises. God, dear.
What about the file?
Well, it's not in his office.
Are you sure?
Well, as sure as I can be. I went right through his desk. Mm. He's got papers, pills, oh, yeah, and some of those magazines that reaches places Mrs. Charlesworth doesn't.
Really?
All right, down, Rover, down. There's definitely no file with Murchison on it.
So, it must be somewhere else.
Very clever. Yes.
I meant somewhere else in his office.
Well, if a certain person hadn't run off, I might have had a chance to look under his carpet. Oh,
if only we knew where that file was.
Well, we know where it isn't, so there's only one answer.
What's that?
He's taking it home. How do you fancy a spot of housebreaking?
Oh, no, Brian, no.
All right, just a thought. Anyway, it's not a good idea. I'd have Albert with me.
And his wife will be at home. I think I'm going to have to resign.
Oh, please, don't start crying. Oh, come on. People will wonder what we've been up to. Oh, stop it.
But what will Vera say?
Why do you always worry about Vera?
Well, she'll be very upset when she hears.
You don't have to worry.
she'll blame me. Muggins. Remember, Albert, you keep your mouth shut. Okay. Not a word, eh? Remember, our name is Smith if she asks us, right?
Not today, thank you.
Mrs. Charlesworth?
Who? Oh, yes. Who are you?
I'm from Kimball's.
Oh, that's nice for you. What do you want?
This old voice I've ever squished out of.
If you're delivering that, I don't want it.
This is Algernon, a friend.
I thought it was this Abbott. Abbott.
He doesn't
Abbott.
Sound very friendly.
No, he... It's all right. We're just running an errand.
Oh.
For your husband, actually. He asked me if I'd, pop over and pick something up he needs urgent at the office this afternoon.
What is it?
It's a pink file with Murchison on it.
Oh, I suppose you'd better come in.
Oh, right. Thank you. Come on, Algernon.
Oh, shut up, Abbott. Abbott. What's it is?
Are you sure you've described it correctly?
Oh, yes, pink. That's file.
Well, I've looked everywhere, and there's nothing like that in any of his papers. Mind you, my eyes aren't very good today. I'm a bit, tired.
Yeah, I can see that.
Would you like a drink?
Oh,
no,
tea.
Not you, Albert. No, Albert, no. Oh, yes, please, I won't say no.
Vodka or gin?
Tea, please.
Do you have tonic in it?
Just two sugars.
Here you are.
Well, I mean, I don't normally at this time of day, you know.
I do. All day.
Yeah, well. Anyway, this file...
Yes?
Like I say, it's pink and it's got Murchison written on a cover.
Well, I've looked all over... I'll phone him and ask him where he put the damn thing.
Oh, no! No. I mean, that's all right. There's no need to trouble yourself.
Why not? I have to live with his rotten firm. Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. Brings his work home a lot, does he?
Brings it home? It's even in our bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Sleeps with it, does he?
That's all he does. Sleep.
Oh.
It's like being married to a plank of wood.
Oh.
What's your name?
Brian, Smith.
Well, how I guess...
This is Algernon.
Albert, just a joke.
Algernon.
Why don't you come upstairs? We could have another look for that file together.
Oh, I see.
Albert. I've got a very funny feeling about this. I mean, on one hand, I might be going up just to help look for a file.
Ryan!
On the other hand, well, I'll explain it to you when you get older.
Oh, it's a dish, Baba. Ooh.
Well, Albert, come on. Time for bed.
Oh,
shit. No, go up. Come on. Come on, I'll take you up. It's a good boy. Oh, no, who's that? Oi. You're supposed to be sleepy. Edward.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, come in. Albert'll get cold in this draft.
Hello.
Come on, I was just taking Albert to bed. It's my bedtime, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I keeping you up?
No, it's just a ruse to get him to bed. Trouble is, he doesn't believe it.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd come round and give you the good news.
Good news?
About the file. The sales director had it all the time.
What?
Well, he took it out of the filing cabinet yesterday to prepare himself for the meeting. So everything's all right.
You mean that Charlesworth
never had it at all?
You mean all that breaking into his office was a waste of time?
Well,
And me going round to his house?
You went round to his
to
house?
To ask his wife if it was there. It wasn't.
You mean you went to all that trouble for me?
Well,
you took all that trouble to see me all right, and you got nothing out of it.
Well,
I wouldn't say nothing.
Oh, Brian, what can I do to say thank you?
Oh, it's all right, Edward. I mean, that's what friends are for.
Yes, but you helped me. Despite the way I let you down.
Yes. Well,
Brian, you are a true friend. You and Albert both. And I like you. And I don't care who knows it.
Thank you, Edward.
Oh, there's just one thing, though.
What?
You won't tell Vera I said so, will you?
What are you, a man or a mouse? Don't answer that. Eat your cheese.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum, Diana King as Mrs. Willis, Marcia Warren as Vera, and Gordon Kay as Edward. Also this week, Bernard Gallagher featured as Mr. Charlesworth, Linda Barron as Mrs. Charlesworth, and Wendy Murray as Sandra and Doreen.
Albert?
All right, Albert. I haven't forgotten. You can help me with the closing announcement. Incidental music was written by Max Harris. And the producer was John Fawcett Wilson. And Albert, that was Pat Coombs.